Good afternoon, News Talk 1620 WTAW. I am with Senior Corporal Jimmy Morgan of the DPS, and he has several topics to share with us, especially concerning spring break. Good evening.
Yes, it seems like we're right in the middle. Some people had spring break last week. I understand, like Houston ISD and some other colleges, their spring break is actually this week. So it is a busy time for us and our agency and other law enforcement across the state. We discourage any drinking and driving. Obviously, everybody wants to celebrate. We just ask everybody to do that in a lawful manner, not to drink and drive. And if you are going to drink, to have somebody else drive for you. Last year at this time, our agency arrested over 1,000 DWIs during this time period, going up to the 23rd of March, and issued over 1,600 child seat and safety belt citations. So, again, it is a busy time for our department. And just wanted to make sure that everybody's aware of this. I will say if this doesn't really affect you because you don't drink and drive, then one of the things I like to point out is if you see somebody that looks like they're all over the roadway or whatever, please report that by using the 911. That is a perfect call to make. If you think somebody's driving accident may result in an accident that can seriously hurt somebody. So, again, with this amount of traffic during this time of year, we ask everybody to kind of be on their A game while operating a motor vehicle.
All right. And were you having some kind of an outbreak in drug arrests recently?
Well, concerned to law enforcement, obviously, especially in Colorado, and there's some articles and research being done. You know, when we think of impaired driver, most of us think about drinking and driving. But there's other types which are on the increase. There's some researchers had indicate, you know, the passage of law in Colorado has concern. Matter of fact, they're doing ads to let people make aware that if you drive high, you're going to DWI. So here in this state also, if you're under impairment of any kind of drug or narcotic or even alcohol, that they're all the same. Any type of impairment where you don't have the normal use of mental and physical faculties, that is part of the DWI law here in Texas. So people just need to make sure if they're taking prescription or any type of drug, they, you know, strictly read the instructions on what they're taking to make sure it's safe for them to operate a motor vehicle.
And in light of that, do you have any thoughts about what happened at the South by Southwest?
Well, I was just talking to the ranger today, and one of the things I've noticed here in the last couple of months, and I don't know what's triggering it, but it just seems like I'm hearing and I'm getting more phone calls that our agency and other agencies are involved in pursuing vehicles down the road. And I don't know why we've had a spike for that, but I do want to remind your listeners that that is a state jail felony in itself. When you're using a motor vehicle to evade police. So obviously you can see what it leads to. If you've been drinking, then you evade police, then you have that situation that you had in Austin. Now we've lost three people and some other people seriously injured over reactions of somebody that should not have been behind the wheel of a vehicle.
Thank you so much. And do you guys have any special events coming up?
Well, we do. I like to announce there in Washington County, tomorrow, March 18th, at the Walmart there in Brenham, they're having the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service with the Cooperation Passenger Safety and Texas Department of Transportation. They're having a checkup event for car seats and stuff. So if you're in that area between 2:30 and 5:30, swing on in there. They'll look at your child's safety seat, make sure it's the proper seat for that child and that you have it installed properly. And so if you take advantage of that, if you're over that. And we will have one here in the next few months here in Brazos County. We typically do once a year. But right now this one coming up will be in Brenham tomorrow. And at the Walmart.
All right. Well, thank you so much. That's Senior Corporal Jimmy Morgan with DPS. Appreciate you coming in.
Thank you, ma'am.